The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Business leaders, health professionals, and lawmakers are reviewing hundreds of initiatives to provide better health care at lower costs. Newly appointed federal administrator for Medicare and Medicaid services, Marilyn Tavener, outlined the pros and cons of the ACA, which she says should help with expenses.
And there's a lot in the Affordable Care Act that deals with cost. Is it perfect? No. Does it need further work and modification? Certainly.
Her second issue is access.
And for better or worse, we believe that until everyone has some form of insurance or coverage, there's going to be hidden costs that we can't control.
The third is the problem of quality.
And despite having really, really strong health systems and really, really strong economy in many ways, if you look at our outcome data and compare it to the world, we still are struggling.
Tavener says ultimately the ACA has brought attention to a long-term problem, which it's trying to mitigate. She adds that over the last 3 years, the U.S. has seen the lowest health care cost growth in recent memory. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.